Coast Radio News for Thursday, January 28, 2021. I'm George Henry. It comes on the heels of another two-week risk assessment by the Oregon Health Authority, but the latest numbers for the coronavirus is showing a steep decline across the state and in Lane County. The decrease comes as a new two-week order for counties goes into effect tomorrow, but the OHA reports that the week ending 1/24 saw a 48% decrease over the previous week, which amounts to about 3,800 fewer cases statewide. Lane County has also seen a decrease of about the same amount, and over the past several days, that decrease continues. The county has been down from 100-plus days to daily amounts in the 50s and lower. Yesterday's report listed 52 new cases for Lane County and zero additional cases for the 97439 zip code. There was one report of a new case yesterday locally, but it is believed to have already been listed on the Lane County COVID-19 resource page. More updates are due out today from both OHA and Lane County. Advisory metrics for schools are changing, and that means more flexibility in reopening options, according to Siuslaw School Superintendent Annie Grzkowiak. Grzkowiak is meeting with the Siuslaw School Board this evening to familiarize the board with the current changes. He says that elementary programs now qualify for phase-in, and the plan now is for an expansion in February as the elementary planning team works on the details. Grzkowiak says while middle and high school metrics have also expanded, there are still a ways to go before those are met. With cases on the decline, there is hope. Site work continues at the location for the Florence Emergency Cold Weather Shelter. Presbyterian Church of the Siuslaw pastor Greg Wood says more work needs to be done in order to ensure that individuals that require housing in cold weather have it. Wood has organized a work crew for this Saturday at the site, located at 5300 North Highway 101, directly across from the Sand Ranch. Wood says they need to move quite a bit of mulch and gravel around and install new mattresses in the pallet shelters and do some general cleanup. He says volunteers willing to help should bring work gloves and a shovel or rake. Volunteers will meet at 9 a.m. at the shelter area. He also says please wear your masks. Three Rivers Casino Resort has just finished an installation of a new UVC air purification disinfection system in their Florence and Coos Bay casinos. The new systems meet the CDC requirements to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. TRC Marketing Director Rich Colton says the new system will add another layer of protection for guests and team members. Three Rivers Casino Resorts have also added handheld sterilizer lights to aid in disinfecting play areas throughout the casinos. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, January 28, 2021.